Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 173 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question from Denny, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, an awesome company, an easy cloud accounting solution that's helping millions of small business owners, even myself, save time with invoicing, keeping track of expenses, keeping track of money coming in, so you can spend more time doing what you need to do and stop getting headaches over the financial stuff in your business. Let the software do the hard work for you. If you'd like to get a free trial of FreshBooks, one of the top accounting softwares out there, head over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's how you get your free trial. So let's get to today's question from Denny.
Hi, Pat. My name is Denny Cray, and I have a running blog and podcast at dizruns.com. Next month, I'll be attending Podcast Movement, which is the first major conference that I've ever been to. I keep hearing from you and from a variety of other sources just how valuable attending conferences within your industry can be, and I was wondering if you can give me any tips as to how I can get the most out of this event and any future events that I'm able to attend. And keep in mind, I'm a pretty introverted person, so going to a big event like this is a big step out of my comfort zone anyway. So just telling me to go navigate the room is going to be tough. So any tips and tricks that you can give me, I would really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Denny, thank you so much for your question. And of course, for those of you out there who know about the Podcast Movement at this time, it has already happened. And I hope you had a great time, Denny. I'm curious to know how it went for you. I apologize, I didn't get to this question beforehand, but hopefully with that experience that you had there and the tips that I'm going to give you for future podcast movements and future conferences, this stuff's going to be helpful. And of course, it's just going to take practice. I remember my first conference, and I hardly talked to anybody. I just talked to the people I knew, and that was it. But, I mean, that was helpful, and that's my first tip. If you have the opportunity to go with other people, it's great to do that because you can then together, go and meet new people, and it becomes a little more comfortable because you're there with your friends, so you always have somebody to go back to if you need to. But, I mean, it's not like – well, it's sort of like it. But, I mean, I was going to say it's not like that person is your wingman, but it kind of is. But they're more your wingman in the sense that, they're there as, somebody who is just there to comfort you. It just makes you feel more comfortable when you're not alone, of course. So if you have the opportunity to go with somebody else, that's always helpful. But it's not like, you're going to be talking to them and be like, hey, dude, can you like hook me up? I want to talk to that guy. So you go in there first and you tell them that you want, that my friend over there is like really interested in what you have. No, you don't want to do that, right? Like that's kind of crazy. So the big thing is just you want to be natural, be comfortable, and having another person there who you already know is helpful. But that's also why it's important to get to know other people, because the more other people you get to know and befriend while there, just the more comfortable you get. And you've probably noticed that already. It's hard at first, but once you start meeting people and start talking, it just becomes so much easier. So there's sort of two sides to conferences, right? There's sort of the content, note-taking side where you're getting information and you're going to be hopefully implementing that information. So that's really important. That's not necessarily something that an introvert has to worry about because you're just sitting getting there and you're taking content in and you go to the, you know, the talks that seem most relevant to you and implement, right? That's the first part. But then there's a second part, which is called, you know, they call it networking. And that's a big, scary word, networking. I like to think of it as just talking. Just talking. That's really what it is. And when you think of it like that, it's so much easier because in order to meet other people, that's really all you have to do. You just have to talk. You just have to talk. Start a conversation because once you start those conversations, they become much easier. It's all about just, you know, that time beforehand where you're starting to think about it too much and you start to get that anxiety and you're like, oh, well, what if that person thinks I'm weird? You know, all that, you know, I go through the same things, Denny. This might sound crazy, but I have the same exact feelings when I go to places that I've never been before and I'm meeting people I've never met before. If I am in a group setting, I'm fine. If I'm with anybody that I've ever been with before, I'm totally cool. But if I'm meeting people on my own for the first time, I get scared. I get sweaty palms and all that stuff. You know, I freak out and I'll often hide in the corner. Maybe not literally, because then people will literally see you in the corner and that's even weirder. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with being an introvert. It's just, you know, you gotta fight over those feelings that, you know, you start to get scared. And one tactic to do that is something I picked up from reading a book called The Game, actually, by Neil Strauss, which is, you know, more in sort of the pickup artist scene. But I read it because I heard that there were a lot of strategies in there that were great for networking. One of them was called the 3 second rule. And the 3 second rule is if you're going to somebody you want to talk to or that you're interested in talking to, you don't give yourself more than 3 seconds to think about it. Because after 3 seconds, that's when you start to doubt yourself. That resistance starts to come in and hold you back. So just don't even give yourself 3 seconds. Just think, okay, 1, 2, hey, what's up? What's your name? You know, or something like that. You know, it's really easy to just start a conversation. And really, that's the second tip. And I've kind of just mentioned this already, but in terms of, okay, how do you start those conversations? Doesn't matter. Just start talking. And the easiest way to do that is just to introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Denny. What's your name? And it's really easy at conferences, especially, you know, it's not like you're at a bar, you know, trying to pick up people, right? But it's more like, hey, like, I'm this person, I'm at the same event as you, and you already have a common ground. So there's going to be a lot of things to talk about already. And it's just a matter of talking and getting started. Another cool thing to get the most out of these conferences is to, you know, follow up with the people who you do meet and you remember. You know, a lot of times you're going to have business cards, you know, you're going to have business cards coming your way. And, you know, that's another thing. Business cards, people still use them. You know, at all the conferences I've been to, people still use business cards. And it might seem weird, but it's a great way to connect with people. And, you know, a lot of people take those business cards and they kind of just hold, you know, they take the business cards and they don't even look at them anymore. But for you, Denny, for anybody out there, the business cards that you do get, especially if you're trying to meet new people, it's a great, quick, and easy way to follow up. You know, you can get those business cards. They all have their social media accounts on there. Really quickly, 140 characters on Twitter. Just follow up later, either that day after you've met that person, you know, when you go back to your hotel room, take out all those business cards and just be like, hey, at name, it was great to meet you today. And that's it. And that's it. And chances are, if you see each other the next day, you'll strike up a conversation and they'll be more likely to be like, hey, there's Denny, right? And so that helps. And then also going into a conference, thinking about it as an opportunity to practice this is really good because it does take practice. You know, I've been to dozens of conferences now and now I'm very confident when I go, especially in terms of being on stage, but also with the networking side of things, with the just talking. And I use every time I go as an opportunity to practice. And I always focus on one thing I need to practice on. For you, Denny, when you're just starting out, I think the thing you should focus on is just starting conversations. Just start conversations. You can just say, hey, my name is Denny. You know, what podcast do you have? Or what blog do you have? People love to talk about themselves. So if you want to strike up a conversation, ask somebody about what they're up to. And then they're going to talk for minutes and you're going to feel comfortable. You're going to start a conversation based off of that. That's a really, really quick and easy tip in terms of what to talk about. Let them do the talking. One great book to pick up is How to Win and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And that's one of the strategies is, you know, just let the other people talk about themselves and give them permission to talk about themselves. Hey, what's your name? Oh, cool. What podcast do you have? What's it about? They're going to talk about it. And then you'll have a conversation in the bag and you'll be that much more comfortable. You'll be friends after that. So I go in these days, now that I know how to start a conversation and things like that, I go in trying really hard to do sort of ninja conference things, which you can eventually get up to, like remembering everybody's name. Like, I try to make it a goal to remember everybody's name that I meet. And it's like super hard right now, but I'm learning all these cool techniques to do that, and we can leave that for another episode. But there's some great tips and tactics to do that, because one of the coolest things that, you know, a person loves to hear is their own name. And if you just met somebody briefly and then you see them again the next day and you immediately say their name, they're going to be very impressed and they're going to be more likely to remember you as well. So Denny, for those of you and others who are just starting out, if you wanted to maybe do that for just a few select people and really concentrate on that name, it could be a great start to sort of practicing these types of strategies in the future. Those are some strategies for you, Denny, if you're just starting out. And again, you're just in the beginning of your sort of conference going career. Awesome that you have a podcast, and especially about running, because I run too. So that's really cool. And see, immediately we would have something to talk about because I run and you podcast about it. So we could talk about it. So awesome. An Ask Pat teacher is going to be headed your way. And I wish you the best of luck for all future conferences. And if we end up going to one together, I mean, I'm going to be at Podcast Movement next year keynoting it. So if you go to that one, make sure to come up and be like, hey, Pat, this is Denny from episode 173 of Ask Pat. I'll totally remember you. I'll totally remember you, and I'll be able to put a face to the name, and that'd be fun. For those of you who have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Of course, I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com. If you'd like to get a free trial of FreshBooks, just go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. They have an award-winning mobile app, so you can do all your financial stuff, invoicing, anything from your mobile app. That's amazing if you have clients and consultants that you coach, or you know, if you're a coach of any kind. Incredibly easy to use and convenient software. Again, if you want to get a free trial, go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you all again so much for your time, and just I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for all you do for me in terms of motivating me. I'm going to keep doing stuff for you. And finally, let's end with a quote today from Bill Gates. He says, "It's fine to celebrate success, but it is more important to heed the lessons of failure." Always got to learn from your failures. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.